Back on the Hillcats on Deck show, Kyle West talking with Johnny Gorrell, one of the advisors in the Indians player development system, in town for a few days here for this homestand, along with many people and personnel from the player development system. But you specifically, you've been to Lynchburg before, an interesting connection with professional baseball in Lynchburg. You mind telling us a little more about that?
Well, Kyle, back in 1971, I came in here to manage this ball club for the Minnesota Twins. I don't know if people remember that far back, but it was a very nice summer I spent here working for Calvin Falwell at the time. Calvin and I became such great friends over the years and love the man and miss him a lot. And he's been to Lynchburg what good ownership is. I mean, and that was Calvin. He just loved baseball, loved his city, and he loved his team.
When you were here with the Twins organization, that's more than 40 years ago by now, so I'm sure a lot has changed. Didn't mean to make you blush there, but what specifically stands out to you, whether it's the baseball on the field or Lynchburg as a town, what has changed perhaps the most during that time?
Well, first of all, our clubhouse, the home clubhouse, was over there in the football stadium down at the, I think it would be the north end of the stadium, and it was just a little small building, and we all dressed there and walked over to the field and played our games over here. That's the one thing that I remembered most vividly in my time here. But the other thing that I remembered was how gracious the fans were to me and to the players, and they made us feel like part of what they were wanting to get done here in the city, and it was a very good experience, very rewarding experience for me, and one that I really cherish throughout my career.
Talking with Johnny Gorrell of the Indians player development system and former manager of the Twins team, positioned here in Lynchburg in 1971, and between then and now, you've obviously done quite a bit. How did you ultimately end up with the Indians system?
Well, it took me getting fired by Minnesota. that was back in, 1979, no, 81 it was. We got out of the chute very badly in the 81 season. I got through about 40 games into the season, and the record wasn't too good. We were not performing the way we should have been performing, and there was a managing change made, and I was the guy that got let go. But, it wasn't long after that this strike came, and Billy Gardner took over for me at Minnesota, and then he picked it up later in the season when they came off strike. So, there's been a lot of great moments for me in this game. I think the one that I cherish the most is my being part of the 1997 Indians team that went to the World Series and got beat by the Marlins in Game 7, and we had a 3-1 lead at that time and couldn't hold on to it and got beat in extra innings. It was probably the biggest disappointment of my life, but also one of the most rewarding for me to experience what I did. And the other, coming across so many great players in my lifetime here in the game, I had a couple of young players count up how many Hall of Fame people that I was in contact with as a player or as a coach or playing against them, on the other side of the field. And they counted up 139 Hall of Famers I had watched over the years, and that was back about 5 or 6 years ago. So I think the number has increased since then, and in fact I know it has, and that for me is something that is quite an accomplishment, because I go back and I think about, hey, what did Harmon Killebrew do that made him such a great player? Well, the one thing that Harmon Killebrew had a tremendous work ethic, and I can remember him playing in Chattanooga in the Southern League, and I was over in Memphis playing, and Harmon, Cal Ermer, God rest his soul, was the manager for the Chattanooga Lookouts, and Calvin took Harmon out there every day to throw extra BP to him and worked with him on his hitting, and he became the hitter he was. Tremendous power, wonderful, wonderful man and someone that I was so proud to be a part of his legacy and also part of the teams that he was on.
We're talking with Johnny Goral, an advisor in the Indians player development system. And is that one of the things that makes the job so special? You have a chance to see where players begin and ultimately what they attain in this profession?
Oh, absolutely. I mean that's all that we have going for us as instructors. I mean, a player's success is just as important to us as it is to him, because if we had just a little bit of something to do with that success, we take a lot of pride in it. And I'll give you, for instance, for the young player that's here with the Lynchburg Hillcats right now, Clint Frazier. Clint Frazier, I had the pleasure to call his name out in the draft when we first drafted him, and then saw him later in the Arizona Summer League. And part of my responsibilities is to develop the bunting area of the organization to help our kids become better at being able to move runners up in pressure situations as such. And Clint had no clue. I mean, he was clueless where it come to learning how to bunt a ball, because he was never asked to do that in high school. He was probably one of the top hitters on his high school team, probably the only hitter on his baseball team. And from that point, it was a challenge for him to become a good bunter. And through his work ethic, his competitiveness, everything that he wanted to set out to do to be that guy, he worked at it and finally has come to that point. And when I watch him and when I see him do the things here this season with that particular part of the game, I say to myself, man, we got a kid here that's going to be something special down the road just because of how he goes about his business. And that's so important to the young player today.
One last question for you. We're talking to Johnny Goral, and you've talked about being a part of the Cleveland Indians organization, so many special moments. Just overall, it seems as though, to me at least, the first year Lynchburg has been affiliated, but one of the common denominators is just quality people within the organization. But what has it been for you seeing the type of people and just the type of organization that Cleveland is?
Well, here's what I've seen over the years. I go back 35 years in the Indians organization as a member of their organization, and here's what I've noticed throughout the whole organization. When I first started here, we were pretty bad. We lost a lot of ball games. As I was coaching in the big leagues at that time, we lost 100 games three times in a season. And then when I got to them, then I asked, requested, I had a little baby boy, my wife did, and I wanted to spend more time at home. Asked for the opportunity to go down in the minor leagues and work down there. They asked me if I'd be the field coordinator, which I accepted and enjoyed every minute that I was doing that. But the thing that I noticed most about doing that job was the people that I came in contact with who were so committed, so dedicated, and wanted so much to make us the best. And I think the fact that Mark Shapiro ended up about that time being a farm director, he set the standard for all of us. His leadership, his commitment to making that happen, I can't remember what the heck they used to call it, but it was a saying that we all worked by. And through that saying, we all were committed to it, and that's what we did. We did everything that was in the best interest of the Indians to make them the best organization possible moving forward. And that all came to fruition in the 1990s. And we ended up having some kind of years in the 90s and being part of that happening, and also being part of the coaching staff in the big leagues, having that happen, and being associated with Mark Shapiro and John Hunt and Danny O'Dowd and Neil Huntington, just to name a few, and most recently John Farrell and Ross Atkins, and also Chris and Carter Hawkins. I mean, every one of them are out of the same mold, so to speak, But that mole was created by Mark Shapiro, in my opinion. And it was through Mark's leadership and also his vision that made it all possible. And he gave us the, you know, gave us the nudge forward to keep going in that direction, and it happened.
Johnny, I could sit here and listen to you talk all day about baseball and wish we honestly could, but it's always great talking to you anytime, but especially glad you could join us here on the Hillcats on Deck show. Thank you so much.
Well, Kyle, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
That was Johnny Gorrell here on the Hillcats on Deck show. First pitch against the Potomac Nationals is coming up next on ESPN Virginia.